you call yourself Britain's most prolific sperm donor. You'll probably have guessed from my introduction to you, Simon, that I have problems with what you do.
Yeah.
Before we discuss those problems I have with what you do, let's go right back. Let's imagine that I want some sperm. And yeah. I go online and I find you offering to do this in a very easy, no problem, no clinic, no yeah. complications kind of way. How do we proceed from there?
Well, first of all, I'll show you my sexual health check so you can see that I haven't got anything nasty. So you've got that peace of mind. Then that tells you I haven't got any of the six main nasty things. That's like AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, hepatitis B and C. But also, if people wanted to, only one person ever done that, you can listen all the way back to January 2009 to hear I've been continuously disease-free. Not like, well, I haven't got anything this time round, so I always look after myself, make sure that I don't put myself at risk.
Where are these tests done that you show to these women?
In the local hospital, in the local GUM clinic. So they've got an automatic system. You can phone it up and it says your test results for such and such are as follows. This is to listen to earlier test results, press such and such. But it's not just all about the main diseases that people get tested for. There's all these HPV viruses, you know, like there's even some that cause cervical cancer. So because if people are being naughty and running all over the place, you could get those kind of things too.
Tell me about payment.
I charge them £50 and I've helped someone out every week for all the way back for years. So I always make sure that every person, because you never know in that week when you're going to ovulate. So I don't want to mess people around. I never let anyone down. So I say, right, okay, that week you think you're going to ovulate? Okay, that's lovely. So I'll see you then. And then anyone else that phones you up, I say, well, you're going to be on a standby because, you know, but on the whole, it tends to be about one a week. You know, sometimes you find it hard to find someone to have babies with for your whole lifetime, don't you? So I'm doing pretty well to get one a week.
Well, we'll come on to your thinking and your psychology around this in just a second. I'm keen to just get the nuts and bolts of what it yeah. is that happens when you and the woman start the conversation. So we've had the conversation online. You've told me you're disease-free and have been yes. for some time. Do you tell
yeah,
them
I've
how...
I've never had anything, not just...
All right, that's fine. Do you tell them how many other children you've probably fathered?
Well, I'm always up front.
That question. Do you tell them how many children you've probably fathered?
Oh, everybody knows. That's what I mean. Everybody knows. That's why I'm super public about it. There's going to be no surprises. You know, I'm completely open about everything I do with
Has any woman ever discussed with you that she might be uncomfortable with the fact that so many siblings of her child will be around and about?
Well, then they wouldn't use me in the first place, would they, if they had a problem with that?
No, but I'm not saying they don't necessarily go for it in the end, but do they ever talk about it? Is it ever anybody's concern?
That? Yeah, but the way I look at it depends on... I'll give you an example. Would you rather have a lot of... Like I did give a description on the telly yesterday, I said... Okay,
I watched it, I saw fields, it, yeah.
If you got two fields, one had 800 mines in it that you knew where they were, and the other field had two hidden mines, which one would you go for? You'd obviously walk through the one with the mines that you knew where they were. So that's the way I look at it. We've got a family tree. My son's made a huge family tree online. So it's that there's no way... For example, I know who all my fifth cousins are. Like, do you know who your third cousins are?
I do, yeah. I'm Irish.
And what about
I do.
Your fourth cousins?
Actually, my family tree goes back to 1700, and I know a lot about it. So you're talking to the niece
brilliant.
Of a genealogist, so I'd leave that one if I were you.
Oh, that's brilliant. No, that's good. No, what I'm saying is that's really good. But I bet a lot of people we come across, especially these people that moan to me and say, how do you know you're not related? Say, how do you know your own parents aren't related?
Could I ask you just to respond to this? Just to respond to this, Simon, with your minefield analogy. Children aren't minefields. They're children who will grow up into young teenagers and young adults and will need family and will need fathers and will need guidance and will need to know their history.
I dispute that. More than half the couples break up anyway, so I don't know if they need fathers. 90% of the people I help out are licky lovers, so they don't need blokes. They've got two mums. So most of them are happy.
You mean lesbians?
Oh, yeah, that's the word.
Yeah. If kids are at home in the afternoon, if you just keep it straightforward, that would be good.
Right. So, at the end of the day, they're going to choose... Say they went to a clinic instead. 65% of people that use clinics don't tell the children who the father is. But a great majority of mine are going to tell the people who the father is. Well, they're going to have to, because the kid's going to grow up and say, could you explain something, mummies? You know, so I feel I am responsible. If they need a father... I'm open with who I am. If you use a donor that doesn't want to discuss his name or just disappears, then the kid's not going to have a father ever.
I'm just keen to get the picture here. Do you, for example, sign anything to say that you don't want any parental rights while they're growing up?
No, what I tell people is if they want me to sign anything, I will.
To what? Sign what?
Say, for example, someone makes an agreement and writes it out and says that I promise not to poke my nose in, for example. Yeah? Or however well they're going to word it. There's things on the internet. But the problem people have got, really, is by making a contract, that's an admission that I am the father. So really, I said to them that they're better off to contact me anonymously, just say, meet me in a hotel, say your name's Mummies-to-be, pick up the magic potion from me in the car park, and that's it. I don't even know where you've come from or what your name is. And then they've got my details, so when it comes a time that the child ever wants to see me, they can then add themselves to the family tree when they're older. And they've got no fear then of me poking my nose in, which I never would anyway.
Well, clearly, because you don't want the responsibility for 800 children, but I find it odd that you make flippant jokes about this, but tell me about how you feel that so many children could at some point knock on your door, ideally not all at the same time, and just say, look, I want you to be my father.
The thing is, at the end of the day, I'll have massive barbecue parties. They can all get to know each other.
No, forget the barbecue. I heard you talking about the barbecue a lot on television yesterday again.
Right. They can see me. I'm not going to say, I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to say, yeah, that's all right. Let's get to know each other. You know, that's your brother, that's your sister. And it'd be quite nice. That way, the good thing is a lot of people have small families. I'm lucky. I've got one brother and get on really well with him and his wife, but get on really well together. A lot of people don't always get on with their siblings. In our one, doesn't matter if you don't like one or two of them, you have plenty more to choose from.
So your kids that you do live with, that you do raise, they know they have hundreds and hundreds of siblings.
And they love it, because we've seen a few of the other kids before around the place, around Manchester and...
What do you mean you've seen them around Manchester? In what context?
We've gone up there to visit them, and, you know, when they wanted more children, I popped up to visit them. And then... It's nice. It is a big happy family, really, because we get on really well with some others in Bedford. Oh, really nice, you know, and everyone's happy with it. And there's nothing wrong with their kids at all.
Dangers.
Loads of them have got children from previous relationships, and they're all fighting.
Dangers of incest.
No chance with that. With me, no chance at all. You've got more chance with someone running around the local village having naughty things with some girl in the nightclub, because everyone knows who my children are. I've got no illegitimate children anywhere. Everybody knows who I am.
So. You don't know for sure that every woman you've donated to has told her child. You can't possibly know that. How many more do you want, Simon?
But my kid's done the Ancestry app on the computer, and he's done the DNA test on that, so the DNA thing, so that goes out on the net. Anyone that wants to get themselves checked out later on, it'll be a lot cheaper.
All right, but Simon, stop advertising what you do. Just tell me how many more children you want a father.
Well, the thing is, the way I look at it is this. People go on the internet and go join a Facebook group, like, say, Sperm Donor, and they find someone, or Sperm Donation UK, get pregnant for free, and then they find a donor they want. So as long as, if they keep contacting me, like when they go on Facebook and go, Simon Watson Sperm Donor, or trying to find me sometimes a nightmare, because there's so many Simon Watsons. But joining any Facebook group, I'm going to keep helping people out that join them, you know.
This is about your ego, isn't it? It's not about helping women.
Well, I'll give you an example. Say I get the world record. Would you go, if you were with a reporter at the Olympics and someone won a gold medal, would you go up to them and say, suppose you think it's something special, do you, for your gold medal? You know, if you manage to do that and help so many people, ego or not, I mean, it's brilliant, I think, to be able to help so many people. When you see a woman have a baby, you go, oh, you've done so well, you've ever had a baby. Well, you've got two, you've got twins. That's nothing, I've got 15 sets of twins. You know, does that make sense? You know, they say to
nothing.
Women,
nothing you say then makes sense to me, Simon. I'm afraid.
Please, everybody. But like yourself, how old are you yourself, for example?
Why do you want to know how old I am?
No, I just wondered if a lot of ladies that are in the professional businesses have left their own baby making too late, and they haven't always found Mr. Right themselves.
Baby making. This is my problem with you. You talk in cartoon language like a child about the process of bringing life into the world, and that's what my problem with Simon Watson is.